the rest of the story. One raw, gray November morning in Wyawega, Wisconsin, Bob Block sat gloomily at his kitchen table, warming his hands around his coffee cup, squinting into the front page of the Morning Chronicle, puzzling over one of the stories there. About 40 miles away in rural Plainfield, a farmer named Ed Gein had been arrested for murder. The victim had been proprietress of a local hardware store, and she'd been found on Gein's farm, hanged in a shed, apparently butchered like a deer. And yet the terse news item fascinated Bob less for what it said than for what it did not say. Something was being covered up here. Bob Block, a professional news writer himself, could sense it. But since mainstream news sources in 1957 were more discreet than they would become, Bob would have to dig to investigate. He wanted to learn the whole truth of what happened in Plainfield. Well, he did, and he almost wished that he had not. Now, if you're particularly sensitive or squeamish, I'm going to do the very best I can to spare you the grisly details of this next. But I can't spare you all of it. Farmer Ed Gein was an unassuming, unimpressive little character with a disarming smile permanently plastered on a forgettable face. He had resided with his domineering mother on their 160-acre farm until her death in 1945. Thereafter, he lived alone on the place, occasionally venturing into town to entertain the locals with his preposterous tales. Of course, nobody believed the shy, slight, smiling man when he spoke of his collection of shrunken heads. Nor did folks pay any mind when a neighbor woman disappeared and Ed said that she was out at his farm. But then after his deputy's mother vanished, the sheriff of Plainfield moseyed out to Ed's farm for a look around, and he returned shocked and shaken. For in the farmhouse, the sheriff had discovered the remains of at least a dozen people, all apparently women, an array of anatomical features preserved as trophies. There were bones and refrigerated organs, some sawed-off skulls, and a variety of items made from human skins, purses, bracelets, chairs, drums. There was even a collection of skinned human faces made up with rouge and thumbtacked to the wall, and worst of all, a suit of human skin. A vest and leggings and the like, which it turned out that Ed Gein would often don in his solitude, dressed as a woman, contemplating his fondest desire, which was to be one. 51-year-old Ed told authorities that he had forgotten how many of the women he had killed and how many he had unearthed from their graves, that it is said, though never confirmed, that among the female victims whose posthumous comfort Ed had enjoyed was his own mother. Anyway, this is the true tale that author Bob Block was told, the one he felt compelled to retell, and yet because few readers could bring themselves to believe it or to endure it, he paraphrased it. In the story of a mother-smothered loner, a transvestite murderer named Norman Bates with a penchant for taxidermy of all kinds. Ed Gein died quietly, almost anonymously, in an asylum in 1984, evidently utterly unaware of the incredible crimes that he had committed 3 decades before, and without ever knowing that he and he alone had inspired the classic novel that inspired the ultimate Hitchcock thriller that became the motion picture Psycho. So now you know the rest of the story.